Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
I just started off real quick because I'm very excited to watch Gilmore Girls season 1 episode 15 today.
As am I. I'm always excited to watch Gilmore Girls.
It's been weeks since we watched it, so I've actually been stoked to watch it.
You know, it does and it doesn't, but I mean, that's neither here or there, so...
Okay. This one's called Christopher Returns, because in the last episode, the Donna Reed show, her dad came back in the end of the episode. So
I remember.
Let's watch it. Okay.
Oh, shit.
To get the sound. Okay, Lorelai.
Rory's making the couch bed.
Presumably for her dad. Don't
you think? This couch looks really comfy. I want to sleep on it.
His hair short. Shorter's nice.
Do you think he'll stay long?
Wouldn't bet a lot of money on it.
Maybe we can get him to stay for a couple weeks.
Absolutely, by weighting him down with blankets.
I just want him to be comfortable.
He's going to come and go as he pleases, babe. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
And no amount of bedding is going to change that.
Yeah, but he's never been to Stars Hollow before.
I know.
He hasn't?
Something's got to be different, right?
No, I guess
not. Why
don't
you just enjoy the time you've got, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
And don't get your hopes up like you're doing right now.
I know.
I still think
whatever you're doing. Stop.
That is the worst
is like
shower
a fire
I've ever
on
had.
Or something?
Water pressure keeps changing every 2 seconds. I'm fixing it.
The
tomorrow.
Lighting is odd.
Hey, you
stay away
from my shower.
We ordered Chinese food. It should be here in a minute.
Good. I'm starving.
Here.
Hey, how is Diane?
Diane is ancient history.
When I met her at Easter, you said she could be the one.
The one to be gone by Memorial Day.
Oh. Worse than Mom.
Low blow.
Can't keep a feller happy?
Oh, I keep them happy. I keep them very happy.
Okay, now, don't get gross.
Yeah,
okay.
You're upsetting us.
I'm gonna go study before the food gets here.
What? Tomorrow's Saturday.
I know. I like to get my weekend homework done and out of the way by Saturday night, so then I can do extra credit stuff on Sunday.
Oh my god,
okay.
Rory. Wow.
She's such a good student.
She's a great kid, Laura. I wish I could say I saw more myself in her other than we have similar left earlobes, but she's all you. Chip off the old perfect block.
Why the hell are you here?
Behold the queen of the subtle transition.
Why are you here?
You're going to force me to lawyer up, officer.
Christopher?
Okay. Look, I've been making some changes, especially in my career, and I think I finally got all my ducks lined up in a row.
You're opening a shooting gallery.
I've been tying up the loose ends of my life.
Do they make that much string?
You know, you've always had a verbal thing with mine.
Oh my gosh.
Annoying.
So you've been tying up loose ends?
That's funny.
I don't know how much your dad has told you, but I'm on the verge of kind of a big success. It's for real this time. I've got a company with actual cash flow. I've got employees. I've got an accountant, for God's sake.
He's got the wrinkliest shirt known to man on right now. It is so wrinkly.
I mean, it's a t-shirt and he's not going out.
Also, he's got that early 2000s, late 90s big shorts look where you can almost see his balls from like the edge because they're so big, these pants.
When did you see his under half?
We saw it in a different shot.
Okay. He was coming down the stairs?
I just do not like those giant, like, they're basically like basketball shorts.
Like athletic shorts.
Yeah, athletic shorts. And they're so big. And like, personally, shorts that are slimmer on men look a lot better than shorts that are huge on men. But anyway, that's, I just had to say it.
Yeah, I mean, carve out those thighs. That's what we want to see.
Wears a tie and says words like fiduciary unironically. I mean, it's for real this time, Laura.
I would love to believe it is.
Why does your dad have more faith in me than you?
Can you hear
my
fine?
My father hit his head
I can hear
a couple of years ago. His judgment's a little off.
So you have zero faith?
I've known you since I was six, Chris. You're that guy who crashed his new Porsche 2 hours after his parents gave it to him for his 16th birthday.
And you were the girl in the Pinky Tuscadero t-shirt sitting right next to me.
Horrified.
They're the same. They're the
all
same
right,
person.
Having a blast then, Horrified.
That's why this is never going
to
work
you.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Back on track.
See
I
those shorts?
Great, and I appreciate you coming all the way out here for the very first time. Might yes, I do. Tell us that.
I didn't come out here just to tell you that.
No?
This is great.
They're like double the length, the width of his thigh.
Yeah.
There's some things I need to do to take care of.
Like?
Yeah, what is he doing there?
I haven't been enough a part of Rory's life.
Okay. She's 16.
So I want to be around more, to be another pal she can depend on.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not crazy. I know there's already a life going on here, and God knows she doesn't need anyone besides you, but...
You're making so much money. How about you help with the school tuition?
Huh? I know.
I just had the door to Rory open for you.
I know.
I've hardly ever used it.
Well, I want to use it now.
All right, dude. Whatever you say.
Okay?
Of course it is.
Good.
Hey, I forgot to ask you.
That was a longing stare,
my God. I went to a softball game. Do you want to come?
You play softball?
No.
You play softball. That's good.
Well, okay. Whose game is it?
It's my friend Dean's.
Dean. Friend?
Yeah, Dean.
Friend.
It starts at 9.
Sure. It's a date.
This guy is very cute. I mean, they picked a good actor, I think, for this.
She has a Dean.
How did this happen?
Well, a single
he's really good.
Organism crawled out of the primordial ooze, and that pretty much led to Dean.
I need a beer.
Hey. Oh, the shorts are horrible.
Yes, dear.
There's a lot more than an earlobe.
They fell down 6 inches when he stood up.
Oh.
Hey, thanks for the door thing.
This guy is so cute.
Thanks for wanting it.
He has failings, though. No, I know. He's going to leave. I totally understand. He's an attractive baddie, for sure. If you're okay. He's down again. It's
blaring music.
So freaking loud. Okay. He's going to return. He's going to leave. All you have
to do is come at me. What everyone wants, some congested singing. I will follow you.
Put that Vaseline on your lips.
If you need, I'm gonna put some up my nose.
Need me to be with you, I will follow. Oh, where you be? I will follow
anywhere that you tell me to. If you need, you need
me to be with you. Oh, you're so cute. All right. I'm still in the, I'm not as quite annoyed with this phase. Okay, here's the softball team.
You got the next one. Looks like
Dean's on it. And who's the
no,
pitcher?
I remembered enjoying the first couple seasons of the show.
And that's Luke.
Luke's the
batter. Luke is the pitcher.
Yes.
At the moment.
Practically every day.
Looks like we got out number 3 coming to the plate, guys.
Oh.
I send your boys a little farther into the field, Luke.
Why? Will they have a better view of you whipping?
You know what? The only way I'm not hitting it is if you don't have the strength to get it over the plate.
The truth of the matter is that you can't pitch, and you can't hit.
It's Kirk.
So this will be a terrific matchup.
Knock it off, Kirk.
An historic lack of action.
Don't you have anything better to do with your Saturdays?
What can I say? I'm addicted to comedy. Half an hour they've been playing, and it's tied 0-0.
This doesn't count as a job, unfortunately.
I got a name for you.
No, sitting
zero.
In the stands is not
Dean
a job.
Zero and Luke Zero.
Professional heckler?
It doesn't even resemble.
Oh? Clever.
I'm dumbing it down for you, Alfalfa.
How do these games last?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
And then they just say the first team to get a run
do
wins.
It.
Yeah, it's really professional down there. Hey, Luke, does your husband
I have to
play
move a lot of
too?
Things to get to the post-it. Right, I'm going to make a lot of noise, so I'm not going to do it.
All right.
I'm getting a
pitch. Like it's buried under
Kirk
something.
Kirk ran off.
Kirk's running.
I don't know why.
Did he say something?
Hey. I don't know. I'm not going to go back.
Dean, this is my dad. Dad, this is Dean.
Dean.
Nice to meet
you. Oh, it's raining.
He's wearing a leather jacket. I can hear it.
No, I had some time, so I rode my bike out from Berkeley.
Really? What do you got?
2000 Indian.
I got an 86 Suzuki.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dean, come on.
Where did they film this?
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
I don't know.
Somewhere in the valley?
There's definitely not a baseball field in Stars Hollow.
I think this is in the valley somewhere.
So that was a Dean.
That was a Dean.
Hey, next run wins, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we're at
the inn.
In the kitchen. Michelle is laughing.
And
Suki.
Suki are laughing about
what
something?
What is happening?
Wow. Well, what? Wow, I've never.
two enjoy a pleasant
smiling. What the heck?
Come on.
Oh, you have seen us enjoy a pleasant moment.
No, not ever.
Are you being absurd?
Are they high?
I admit they are few and far between.
I think they're high.
Through no fault of mine.
I'm just saying it's refreshing, you know. It's not the usual grrr. That's all.
Through no fault of yours. I'm sorry, but you're the one that's so. I don't know.
Oh, I think you do know, otherwise you wouldn't have started seeing.
Just yourself, caustic.
You mean obnoxious?
Your words, not mine.
Oh, their moment's gone.
No, I'm just saying it is refreshing to see the two of you just do ya.
You get in here and tell me about the happenings at home.
Okay, I assume we're just you gonna mean, did we get our toast
past that?
And no, it's been cold Pop-Tarts for a week. It's like a damn Dickens novel.
I'm not talking about the toaster, I'm talking about the man.
So,
what's it like having him around the house all the time?
Well, it's
been a day.
It's just been a day.
Fewer clean towels than usual.
I can really see a bra on that sweater.
Tell me how you feel. I'm dying here.
Honestly, I've been trying to figure out how this makes me feel since he asked me to take my shirt off the other day.
Excuse me?
No, it was a kind of a hello kind of thing.
Wow, what?
He's smooth.
When did that happen?
I mean, I've not seen this man since last Christmas, right? We hear from him maybe once a week, maybe. And then all of a sudden he's here in my town and Rory's running around all excited and he's sleeping on the couch and I'm thinking, should I be mad? Should I send him to a hotel? But then he smiles. And it's Christopher.
Hey, he's a cutie. He's one of those kind of people.
No matter how long I don't see him for, whenever I do, it's always Christopher. What do I do with this?
Dunk. Go on.
The biscotti looks pretty good.
Sure does.
All of my bad girl moments happen with him. My worst fashion choices, my big hair days, the wearing the Bonnie Bell lip smackers around
old
my
habits
neck.
Old habits die hard.
Christopher.
So, do you think you
sure do. Him?
No.
Oh, well, that's convincing.
I don't know. He wants to be more involved with Rory. He wants to spend more time with her and be a pal.
It's about time.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, if it's true.
And if it's not?
Then it's
sad.
Christopher.
Yeah, you let him off the hook too much.
You sure do.
That's the stationery
store. Or showing him around the town.
And that's Al's Pancake World.
Good pancakes?
Oh, he doesn't serve pancakes.
Okay.
He switched to international cuisine a couple years ago and dropped the pancakes. He would have changed the name, but he had already printed like a million napkins with the original name, so he just kept it.
What kind of international cuisine?
He kind of hops around. Last month it was his salute to Paraguay.
Anyone salute back?
Not really.
Rory! Honey!
We've never seen a storefront for Al's Pancake House tonight.
They just talk about it.
This is my dad, about it.
Your dad.
Oh, Miss Patty's very enamored with him.
Of course she is.
Because
he's cute.
Well, you know, Christopher, we're
she's
all
like super horny
around here, and I'm one of her mothers. And since you're her father, well, that would make us a couple.
What, Miss Patty?
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we gotta be going.
Yes, well, come back and see me. I will.
What?
No, bye. You won't. Okay.
Okay, she's on her cell phone, her 1999 cell phone. It's a flip phone.
Well, you must be Rory's father.
Oh!
It's the guy who wears the cardigan.
Yes, I am.
Forgot
Taylor
his name.
Dosey, grocer to Stars Hollow.
Taylor Dosey, the grocer.
News travels fast around here.
Yeah, of course it does.
And the guy that runs the town hall meetings.
He just called on his 90s phone that's not a flip phone to call someone.
It was a brick.
Everybody knows now.
Hey, Christopher.
Oh.
Jackson Melville.
Hello. Suki's boyfriend.
Boy, I gotta tell you, did they get your description wrong?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Much more George Clooney than Brad Pitt. Andrew, yeah. Do you think it's much more George Clooney than Brad Pitt?
No.
Billy Crudup comparison.
No.
Billy Crudup? That's a good one.
I don't see it.
I see. Yeah,
maybe
I see that
side.
Better.
Hey, do you mind?
What? No. Not at all.
There's a little Crudup in there.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it's nice to meet you. Whoever you look like.
Nice to meet you, too. Okay, I'm kidnapping you and getting you out of here.
They all mean well.
Yeah, I'm sure all lunatics have the best intentions. Okay, so I hear you like books.
Why, yes, I do.
Well, I would like you to pick something out and let me buy it for you.
Dad, you don't have to buy me anything.
Come on, what's the book of your dreams right now?
Well, that would definitely be the Compact Oxford English Dictionary. But, Dad, you...
Excuse me,
heck?
One compact
Rory?
Oxford English Dictionary, please.
Okay.
That is insane.
Cost a fortune.
Now you need something to remember this visit by.
It's $300.
Here you go.
Oh, it's huge.
Mother, this is the monolith from 2001.
It has every word ever recorded in the English language, plus origins and early.
Such a nerd.
You sure you wouldn't rather have a car? They weigh about the same. Here you go.
You didn't even say how much it was.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of things to make up for.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Is this an actual book? I can look up the price.
I'm sorry, Christopher, but your card's been rejected.
Oh! Do you know
what you're talking about? I can run it through again if you'd like.
Yes.
Over the credit limit, buddy.
No. He doesn't need to run it through again.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Could you maybe hold that for us? I'll come back tomorrow with another card.
Sure, Chris, no problem.
Thanks.
Chris? They want to be best buds with him.
They're Chris now?
The George Clooney Billy Crudup guy. With a
now
leather
really
jacket.
Remember me.
I didn't want it that much anyway.
Oh, it's raining pretty good over
Listen,
here.
Don't tell your mom about this, okay?
What happened to cash flow, Chris? What happened to
yes,
employees?
Yes, it is her real dad. He seems very nice.
Oh my God,
oh
right
God.
In front of them.
Folky, poppy, urban, scruffy look to him.
Right next
obviously
to
obviously there's some money mixed in there because he's got that, you know, money nose. And
why is he just is so loud? Everybody knows.
Why is everyone in this town so like that?
It's their one of their failings for sure. Oh my God, he just ran away like Naruto. Down the street, so awkward. Like her and
so
Luke's
Rory
now.
Was at the game today
with Lorelai.
Yeah, she was with some guy.
He's reading a book.
No, I know that punk. Some older guy.
Oh, that would have been her dad.
Really? So that's
the guy who impregnated me with Rory. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good job.
Impregnating me with
wow,
Rory.
Wow, it's coming
this
down outside right now.
A very weird turn.
Oh God! Did you hear that back and forth?
No, I gotta go back. I'm so sorry.
He did a good job.
He did a good job.
Impregnating me with Rory?
Now, this is taking a very weird turn.
Hi.
Love it.
Oh, hi. Where were you?
Well, we saw Al's Paraguayan Pancake House. We were stalked by several townspeople. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I look like Billy Crudup.
You do not.
I take it up with Jackson.
Hey.
No cell phones.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Another flip phone.
Emily.
Emily,
it's your mother.
Hi, Grandma.
Uh-huh.
I bet Emily loves
him. Well, actually, I'm sitting here with your girls.
Loves him.
Sure.
She I
wants to speak to you.
Don't
Bye,
know.
Lorelai.
Oh,
Christopher is in town.
I told you she loves him.
What?
She's so happy.
Oh, coincidentally, I'm sitting across from an amazing Christopher hologram.
Well, I just had this wonderful idea. Christopher's parents are in town too.
Oh,
you remember
my God.
Strobe and Francine, don't you?
No.
Yes, the Schnickelfritzes.
What are the chances?
The Haydens.
Well, I called them up and invited them to dinner. They said that they are free to join us all on Friday night.
She is so happy about this.
Yes, you, Rory, Christopher, your father.
That's quite a gathering, Mom.
Well, I should say so. We haven't all been together since the two of you were children. And Strobe and Francine haven't seen Rory since she was a baby.
Yeah,
Strobe.
I know. But
it'll be like a wonderful reunion.
I've never
all of us together again.
Ever heard of that name?
I never thought it would happen.
In my entire life, my entire fucking life. Okay, definitely, I saw this coming. Where this guy is so incredibly charming that he could even charm Emily Gilmore,
who could usually see through bullshit a mile away.
No,
but not with this guy.
You know what it is with this guy is he just is charming to a fault, and therefore he gets away with every shitty thing he ever does. I mean, it's truly like the white man's beautiful curse, apparently. Well,
and I think the traditional like family like thinking that Emily is having, it's like, okay,
yeah,
Rory is Christopher's father. They should be together. They should be a family.
Absolutely.
They should not be separated.
And they blame Lorelai for everything and let Christopher get off the hook for everything. They're like,
yeah,
the reason you're not together is because of you, Lorelai, not because of him. Which is
yeah,
not
because
true.
You didn't want to try harder and make this family thing work.
This is what the conversation is going to devolve into. I know it. Okay, here we go.
We just that's a screenplay. We just did it.
I mean, obviously, it's the way it's supposed to go.
I've got to see my parents.
Oh God, they're the same.
The drama king and queen of Connecticut.
Okay.
Oh, she has a key to the house.
Yeah.
Don't the normally
Hello,
knock?
Anybody home? Oh my God, you're here. Christopher, look at you.
She loves him.
Emily, as always, perfect.
I am so glad to see you. I didn't hear the doorbell.
We didn't ring the doorbell.
You let yourselves
Their
in.
Their maid has a it's maid
okay,
outfit.
Mom, look, not a rapist among us.
Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
They usually knock.
They've always had one.
It's for emergencies.
I know, but...
Well, Mom, I'm starving to death. Is that enough of an emergency for you?
Richard's in the living room. Come on in. He's dying.
She has a key, but she doesn't want her to use it.
It's a setup. Give me that key. It's a key. It's meant to be used. It's my parents' house. Shut up.
Sorry. Well, here they are.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, hello, Rory. Lorelei? Christopher, old boy, how are you? My gosh, it's good to see you.
How are you, Richard?
Well, I'm better than most. Not as good as some.
And annoyed with all.
Ha ha! You speak the truth, young man. I have made martinis. So,
oh, okay. Christopher,
tell me about your business.
Oh, it's not
Richard,
going well.
Let the poor boy relax.
Well, I simply want to find out how it's going.
It's going great, Richard. I'm almost afraid to jinx it by telling you how good it's going.
Oh, that is
You've already jinxed it.
Always knew you had it in you. You have a splash of greatness, as my mother would say. You always had that splash of greatness.
I'd like another splash of greatness, if you don't mind.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Richard, isn't Rory the spitting image of Christopher?
I just hope you inherit your father's
no.
business sense also.
Not really.
I know one thing for sure.
She
you
looks
certainly
like
have Lorelei. Your father's musical talent.
Oh, wait just a minute.
What?
Mom, neither of these two have any musical talent.
Hey, I play guitar.
You know the opening lick to Smoke on the Water.
And I've since mastered the opening lick to Jumpin' Jack Flash.
I'm a Chuck Berry man myself.
Something Lorelei wrong. Just snorted.
I would never have guessed that last sentence would ever come out of your mouth.
And why not?
Chuck Berry?
Yes, Chuck Berry. He was all the rage when I was in school.
So we're talking pre-my ding-a-ling?
I believe I am.
Do you remember when the two of you were, what, 10, and you put on that adorable show for us?
What show, Mom?
Lucy, Schroeder, you laying on the coffee table?
You pretending it was a piano? God,
oh.
Why is that remembered?
Because it was such a wonderful production.
I don't know if it was a production, Mom. It was just one song.
Supper time.
Did you write that? That was really very good.
Dad, that's from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's a famous musical.
Well,
they keep putting him on a pedestal.
He might have written it. He's a very talented man.
Oh, my God. These people have
that
no idea what this man is like.
Scene.
And they would never believe it. They're going to think it's Lorelei's fault.
I haven't seen your parents in quite a number of years. We were practically inseparable.
I do want to know what his parents are like,
remember that.
To be honest.
Yep.
Are they going to be
I hope they're more terrible than Emily and Richard.
Yeah, I agree. I think they are.
What I call them. Ass.
Chris.
Yep.
Sorry,
yeah, they're the exact same.
Just call them Strobe and Francine.
Strobe.
Call them Mrs. Hayden. Sir and ma'am.
Grandma and grandpa.
Why don't you just avoid calling them anything?
Look who's here.
Hello, Mother.
Oh!
Christopher?
This lady!
Christopher? Hello?
Mr. and Mrs. Hayden, long time no see.
Yes!
Lorelei? You look well.
I am, thanks. You remember Rory? You haven't seen her in quite a while.
No, we haven't.
I think she was just beginning to speak in complete sentences.
So
oh my God.
2 years, then.
Damn. This lady's in my favorite DCOM.
Oh! Yes.
She's obviously been talking
Go figure.
Go figure. Yes.
She's the
I see you haven't
ice skating coach.
Lorelei. Yeah.
No, not at all.
She's always like Rory. Mean.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
She got very angular features.
Oh, she
lady.
Just she curtsied. Just curtsied.
Shut up.
Strobe, Francine, how about a martini, please?
Well,
Strobe. How is retirement treating you?
Yes, do tell
he
us
He just
about
has so many martinis available.
I got a pet also. I'm going to name him Strobe.
That's amazing. I really hope you do. I really
you,
hope
Richard,
that you do.
Thoughts of retirement crossing your mind?
Oh, Strobe.
I'm going to remember
talk
that.
Him into it.
Oh, Strobe.
I've given up.
We're very
love
pleased
it.
About Christopher's business success out in California.
Yeah. Oh. It's taken a while, but it seems to be finally coming together.
Is it?
Seems to be.
Christopher, your time, please.
What? Strobe
What's
and
wrong
friend,
with it?
I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Are you enjoying
Jesus,
your time
Rory.
Here? You too?
That she got from you.
How old are you, young lady?
16.
The dangerous age for girls.
Strobe.
Rory is a very special child. Excellent student. Very bright.
You should have a talk with her, Strobe. She could give you a run for your money.
Is that so?
That's right.
Okay.
She's just staring.
Well, I think my money is safe.
I hate President Bush.
What?
Oh, Lorelai. He's stupid, and his face is too tiny for his head, and I just want to toss him out.
Yeah. That is the leader of our country, young lady.
Ignore her.
His face is too tiny for his head.
I love this conversation.
What is that to say?
I see your daughter's just as out of control as ever, Richard.
Pop, please.
Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Keep it civil.
Knocking out of the park again.
What have you been doing with your life, anyway? Besides hating successful businessmen, I'm just curious.
Why don't we all go into the dining room?
All right.
Well, Strobe, I run an inn near Stars Hollow.
Really?
She runs the inn?
Come on.
Nice to see you found your calling.
Dinner's ready. Christopher,
Mom, please.
She's pretty high up there. She like manages.
Yeah, I guess she does run it.
Because it seems to me you might not want to take quite such a haughty tone when you announce to the world that you work in a hotel.
No, that's not.
Well, there's nothing wrong with where I work.
Strobe, please. I'm getting a headache.
Come on, Richard. Lead us into the dining room now.
If you'd attended a university as your parents had planned, and as we planned in vain for Christopher, you might have aspired to something more than a blue-collar position.
Don't do this.
And I wouldn't give a damn about you derailing your own life if you hadn't swept my son along with you.
I told you they were going to blame her for everything.
I'm going to have to echo Christopher's call for civility here. A mutual mistake was made many years ago by these two, but they've come a long way since.
A mutual mistake, Richard? This whole evening is ridiculous. We're supposed to sit here like one big happy family and pretend that the damage that was done is over, gone?
Oh,
I don't care about how good a student you say that girl is. Her son was bound for Princeton.
They're horrible.
Every Hayden male attended Princeton, including myself.
Way
but it
worse.
All stopped with Christopher. It's a humiliation we've had to live with every day.
Oh,
all
my
because
God.
You seduced him into ruining his life. She had that baby, and she ended his future.
You recap that stroke.
Jesus
You owe my daughter an apology.
An apology? That is rich.
How dare you?
It's been 16 years.
How dare you come into my house and insult my daughter?
Oh, he grabbed his shirt.
Whoa, what is going on here?
Shame on you, Strobe. Shame on you for opening all of this up again.
Get your purse, Francine.
My daughter is very successful at what she does.
We're leaving.
You're not leaving. I'm kicking you out.
That did not go the way I thought it was going to go. I literally thought that they were going to side. But the parents are even worse. Christopher
and
Lorelai
you
just
brought up
standing.
Bush because...
It was a good idea at the time.
I can't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
16.
That was insane.
That was amazing.
Oh my God, I loved it. Also, like, Lorelai's dad sticking up for her like that was so wonderful. She's just going to talk to him about it right now. But, like, it's been 16 years and these people still haven't, like, accepted who their child is and who their grandchild is and all that stuff. And it's just wild because clearly Emily has and so has... Richard, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take a break?
Oh yes, we should take a break. And you can blow your nose.
Thank you, I will.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we are back.
The only pet Strobe deserves to be is a goldfish that will die in a year.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not hungry.
What a douche.
Okay. He was such an asshole.
Well, look. Thank you.
Thank me for what?
Well, for what you did in there. I'm just unbelievably touched and grateful for what you said to him, for defending me like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was hard for you because, well, but thank you.
Oh.
Why do you think I did it?
Because he loves you.
What?
Because he is proud of you.
What? Yeah.
I don't know. Out of protectiveness, I guess.
You don't need to be protected, Lorelai.
So
you
true.
Very clear that you can look after yourself and that you need nothing from anyone.
Oh.
That's not...
A member of my family was being attacked. The very Gilmore name was being attacked. I will not stand for that. Not under any circumstances.
Okay, well... It doesn't really matter why you did it.
Yes, it does matter why I did it. It matters greatly. Lorelai, what are you going to take away from this? That everything that happened in the past is suddenly fine because I defended you?
No.
That the hell that you put your mother and me through for the past 16 years is suddenly washed away?
Oh.
Well, it's not.
We've all been through hell, Dad.
I had to tell my friends, my colleagues, that my only daughter, the brightest in her class, was pregnant and was leaving school.
That must have been devastating.
And then you run away and you treat us as lepers. Your mother couldn't get out of bed for a month. Did you know that? Did you?
No.
We did nothing to deserve that. Nothing to earn that.
I get it. I'm horrible. So why don't you disown me and adopt Christopher? You love him.
Don't be a martyr, Lorelai. Don't be naive. Do you think I love the boy who got my daughter pregnant? I wanted to kill him. I would have, too, with my bare hands. But there was a proper procedure to be followed in a situation like this.
Marriage.
Christopher was willing to follow the procedure we laid out. You weren't.
Mm. What about what I wanted? Dad, didn't that matter to you at all?
Sometimes one has to sacrifice something in order to do what is right.
Marriage is a pretty big sacrifice.
I'm sad for you right now, Dad.
Well, save your emotions, Lorelai. I've had my fill of them tonight.
So, we just ended here? Nothing resolved?
What is there to resolve? It is what it is.
I'm tired.
This is how he thinks, this is how you think. That's it. Oh, there was a boom in the right. I saw his fingers.
I missed
wondering
it.
Where you went.
Sorry.
No, it's nothing to be sorry about. Can I get you something?
I'm fine.
Must be hard for Rory, too.
Well,
she's the one they're fighting about
tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She probably feels like shit.
Not the good kind.
Nope.
None of this means anything, Rory.
Oh, I know.
Strobe is actually a good man. Very
smart. He's not. He's a dick.
Don't defend him.
He was one of the top lawyers in his field. A very arcane aspect of international law. And he's always been so active in his community. His charity work has never diminished over the years. Oh, let's face it. He's a big ass.
Yes, Emily. Yes. Love her.
I know you heard a lot of talk about various disappointments this evening. And I know you've heard a lot of talk about it in the past. But I want to make this very clear. You, young lady, your person and your existence have never, ever been, not even for a second, included in that list. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Now eat up.
Aww. Did she even heat that up?
No, she didn't. She just took it out of the fridge. Green beans and potatoes.
You didn't heat it up.
It's very strange.
I mean, Chubb doesn't know how to use the microwave.
You look great.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, maybe true, yeah. She wouldn't know how to put it on. She put it on there for like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
That was a memorable evening.
Oh, yes, it was beautiful in there.
What is that person doing? Is that a poster? Oh, yes, it is.
A painting or a severed head or something.
Behind Christopher.
Next time we get this group together, we're going to have to frisk for weapons.
Hand out gags.
Employ 6 individual cones of silence.
Yeah, they're both fucked up.
Still the same, isn't it?
That's why they ended up in this position.
Beautiful away from themness.
Perfect hideout. Totally private. We spent a lot of time out here.
Sneaking Dad's telescope, scanning the skies for alien ships.
Never found any.
Huh. And then when we were older, scanning the neighbors' houses for naked people.
Found a couple
of those.
They're
too similar.
Mrs. Dominski. Undulating in her big fat underalls is forever carved into my brain.
Underalls?
And in mine.
What is that?
Yours to Mrs. Dominski's underalls.
What are underalls?
Holding out on
he
me.
Just pulled out a whiskey bottle.
Are those like the all over the body underwear?
Like the Mormons?
Further chronicle this balcony.
Possibly.
Now in the
I'm gonna look up a picture, hold on.
The spot upon which was Rory's initial emanation.
Yes, we are. Here's to Rory.
A bright spot in all the darkness.
Yeah, she is. I hope he's getting closer to her.
You know, even if you hadn't gotten pregnant and everything had gone as planned, I still would have never made it through Princeton.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, that's why you're you and I'm not.
Is he gonna kiss her? Oh no, okay. Moment's over. We're in a new scene now. With the
llamas. They're just a brand of pantyhose.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
They're just pantyhose? Okay.
Yeah.
So Luke is painting, apparently, or doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
He's standing outside of...
He's got everything covered in plastic, so I'm assuming he's painting.
But he already painted.
Oh, Christopher and Lorelai are making out on the balcony. Making out. They took off her sweater.
Oh, shit. This is steamy.
They're just going to do it outside. Oh, they are. Oh, they did. Okay, great. Love that. Love that for them.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wigged?
Yeah, I'm a little wigged.
Why?
Are you kidding me? Chris, this is the next to last thing I thought could ever happen tonight.
Are you sure about that, Lorelai?
The last thing being a holy saint guy riding down on a flaming chariot from heaven to announce Armageddon.
And Hartford's the place he chooses to make his announcement? I don't think so.
Christopher.
Okay, yes, it was unexpected, but it was great.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe this.
Okay, fine. You know what? We should go.
Yeah, we should go like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't apologize. It was the both of us.
Yeah. There's a reason why it happened, but, you know.
God, my parents have got to seal these windows up, I swear to God.
Doesn't mean it should have happened.
No, it makes sense, though. Two attractive people. I don't know. With history? That's how it works, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Being awkward in the car with Rory right there.
Yep.
Night, Dad.
Oh.
Night, Laura.
Night, yeah. Have a really, really good night.
This is so awkward. Oh, my God.
You've got some dirt or some schmutz on your... Where did you...
It's been a long night, so there's just been a lot of schmutzing going on.
Okay.
Come on, we haven't really had a chance to talk.
About the schmutzing?
No. About all the warm, fuzzy family moments that went on tonight. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know, all those crazy people saying horrible things were directing them at me, not you.
They were directing them to you because you had me.
No, they were directing them at me because I screwed up their big... Citizen Kane plans, that's all.
Yeah.
They don't even want to know me, do they?
No.
That's not true. They are just so full of anger and stupid pride that stands in the way of them realizing how much they want to know you.
Yeah.
Their loss, and it's a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bed now.
Hey. No regrets. For me or your dad.
Yeah?
Oh, I mean, no regrets about you. There was a misspelled tattoo incident that I'm sure he'd like to erase from his bio. But you, that's a no-brainer.
Where does Dad have a misspelled tattoo?
Another story for another time. Possibly before your first trip to Mazatlan. Good night, babe.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
She's having some regrets.
Well, yeah. She's laying in bed. Next day.
Oh no.
What?
What? What's she supposed to do?
Oh, go paint.
Was she supposed
Luke?
To do something with Luke?
Oh, she's showed up right there in her PJs, waiting for him, and it's.
I stood you up. I didn't even call.
It's okay.
I'm a rat. We had a date, and I stood you up.
It wasn't a date. It was just a pain.
I'm a rat. I need cheese.
Forget it.
Hey, let's reschedule.
You know, I really didn't want to do it in the first place.
No, come on. Don't change your mind. Well, we could do it tonight or right now.
Like from the colors they picked for his...
You would not believe what happened. I slipped and I busted my...
Nope.
No.
There wasn't an emergency. It's just me being a rat.
Something came up.
Yeah.
Something. Someone.
Look.
Am I right?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. well, I'm late.
Oh.
He deserves better. I just realized that her PJs, which is the cutest thing ever, is from that episode of I Love Lucy, where Lucy and Ethel are trying to put all of the chocolates in the chocolate boxes on the conveyor belt.
Oh, I cannot see that.
Yeah, I saw like a pink outfit and I was like, oh, that's just like the show. Well, it's not pink, it's black and white, but you know, and they get overwhelmed and they keep stuffing them in their mouths. You know, everybody
in their mouths
knows.
And in their clothes and, and throwing them up or something.
It's like one of the best television like scenes of all time. But yeah, it's a cute pair of pajamas. See, there she is.
So she double booked herself for
rectify a ratty transgression.
The family dinner plus.
I guess maybe
Luke?
She thought she would go after the family dinner or something, which is kind of strange.
Which is kind of it's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, you never know how those dinners are going to go.
Or if you'll want to afterwards.
She also could have told Luke, like, hey, now this whole situation's going on. I got to go over to my parents' house.
There were many things she could have done.
She's not the smartest sometimes, but, you know, it's okay.
No. She had a lot going on.
It's really stressful. Okay, she's in the kitchen with Christopher.
No.
What?
What?
Well, I know you well enough to know that when you say no to coffee, especially in the morning, all is not right in Whoville.
Very astute.
So, last night.
Last night was Chernobyl and the Hindenburg combined.
Right.
My father almost hit someone. My father's probably only hit another man in college wearing boxing gloves and one of those Fred Mertz golden gloves pullover sweaters.
Fred Mertz?
I Love Lucy, Fred Mertz.
Landlord of Rick.
Oh, she's wearing the I Love Lucy.
A weird reference.
Hello,
shirt.
Pajamas.
Right.
Pajamas. Literally just
my
said that.
My father had a meltdown. First with your father.
He was asking for it.
And then with me. And then you and me. Oh, boy.
Don't say it like that.
Stupid. Dumb.
Much better.
And to top off the whole fabulous fiasco, I stood up a friend of mine who was counting on me. And he just stood there looking hurt with the paint and the chairs, and it hurt me. And it's not your fault, but in this parade of stupid and dumb, I am the one twirling the flaming baton.
Laura?
What?
I want to marry you.
What?
No!
And the hits just keep on coming.
Just think about it. Think about it before you make a rash.
You are out of your mind. You are completely
absolutely
insane.
Not.
You have flipped your lid. Charlie Manson is freaked out by you right now.
Come on, we're already a family.
No, you're not.
Who's a family?
Us, you, me, and Rory.
You don't even know what a family is.
It's people living together.
No, it's a big commitment. It's responsibility. It's hard work. It's coming home at the same time to the same place every day.
Okay, so what do you want? Financial statements? I can be a family man. I'm responsible now.
Honey, you can't even buy a book without having your credit card declined.
Oh.
I told Rory not to rat me out. I can't believe she did that.
She didn't. Andrew from the bookstore called, and Jackson, and the UPS guy, and oh, it was the lead story on the Stars Hollow webpage. And then I asked Rory, and she very reluctantly confirmed it. Rat me out. What are you, 16?
I'm sorry.
And what are you doing telling my daughter to lie to me anyway?
She's my daughter, too.
More like your playmate.
You know, I don't deserve that. I'm as mature as you.
What?
No, that might be true.
So you're in the Metallica.
Lorelai is quite immature sometimes.
More substantial than the Offspring.
Here we go. It's the same black.
Why are they talking about music?
The Offspring. Yeah,
to prove how mature they are to each other, which they're both not. So
that's why they're the same.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Look, I'm the immature one. I'm the irresponsible one. I was the one willing to get married when you got pregnant.
We were too young. We wouldn't have made it. You know that.
Well, we're not too young now.
Okay, now I need some coffee.
This is not a good basis for a happy relationship. It just isn't.
What about last night? What did having sex mean to you?
Just sex, man.
And
that's it.
Meant that Jose Cuervo still has amazing magical powers.
You're funny.
It's not. Does not mean a good relationship, okay?
We can't get married, Christopher. We don't even know each other as adults.
Well, let's get married and get to know each other.
No,
as
no, no.
That's not how that works.
Okay, fine. Let's get to know each other.
Live
right
in the same city.
How's your business
for
really
a while?
Doing?
Yeah, don't lie.
Be truthful. Move your life.
Lorelai.
I knew it.
Look,
it's
I was
not going well.
Gonna tell you if it didn't pick up soon. I swear.
And you just sat there at the table last night, just smiling and nodding while my dad and your dad went on and on about Christopher and his great big business success in California.
Yeah, I didn't want to upset anybody. I wanted last night to be nice.
Oh, well, it was.
Oh, and it would have been much better if I would have announced to the table, hey, on top of everything else you're upset about, I just want to add that I'm the biggest loser in the world. Would that have been festive?
You're not a loser.
Please.
You're a liar, but you're not a loser.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, we're arguing like an old married couple. Doesn't that show potential?
No, that's... No, buddy!
I swear to God.
I've been looking for the one, Laura. That elusive soulmate. I really have. I just believe it's you. It's always been you.
Chris, come on.
Laura might be my only child.
That's not true. If Tony Randall can crank one out in his 70s, you have decades left to spawn.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much I miss Laura until I see her like this.
Of course. Move closer, buddy.
No. Don't stay away.
Oh, she grabbed his hand.
Don't.
Oh.
Rory needs her dad.
Oh.
Or a pal, right?
But you don't need to be married for you to be there for her.
Oh my God. Oh, oh, wow. That was a great conversation. Wow. I am like in a state.
I will.
Okay.
Call more.
He's leaving.
I will.
He's getting on his bike. She's saying goodbye to him. Oh my God. Oh, he whispered something in her ear.
Dad wants to know if she'll reconsider.
She whispers in her ear.
Fuck no.
She says, nope. Offspring sucks in Metallica rules.
Fair enough.
Oh my God. Kiss on the lips. Thanks. Goodbye. They have that kind of relationship. Oh.
I don't understand that.
They have a history together, and it is a deeply entwined and deeply,
he
like...
He wanted you to marry him, didn't he?
Irresponsible relationship.
Crazier than having your mom and dad married?
Yes.
I don't think they have.
What? Why is that so crazy?
Because it is. Because he wants things he is not ready for.
How do you know?
I know. I know him so well. You have no idea.
Yeah. Maybe he can change.
Rory.
Maybe it's different. He did come here this time. He's never done that before.
Hey, stop.
Why?
Because I don't want you getting yourself all worked up over this.
He loves you.
He does love me.
Do you love him?
Honey, come on.
Answer me.
Honestly?
Yes.
I will probably always love him.
Okay, so?
But that doesn't change the fact that he still has a long way to go before he is ready to take us on full time. I mean, you are a handful, Missy. And while I am pure joy and sunshine every waking hour, I still have my own set of needs that must be met. It just wasn't right, babe. You have to trust me on that.
She's being so logical about this with Christopher, and yeah. She was so not logical about her thing with Max Medina.
Yeah, it's so true.
Maybe you're right.
It's like two completely really? Different Lorelais.
Yeah, yes. You're so right.
Yeah, it was.
I tell you what, let's not put all the blankets away just yet.
Really?
You never know.
Wow. Okay, we're at Luke's. Luke's walking by his place.
Oh, I think she's in there. She's painting.
Mm-hmm. All the green colors that she's picked out.
What the?
Oh, they're not green. Purple and green. Oh, horrible color combination.
Your bread guy let me in.
I'm switching bread guys.
Your bread guy let me in.
What do you think?
I think you shouldn't break and enter.
So, what do you think?
Well, I got to admit, it looks pretty good.
Ah, I knew you'd like
it. It's so drab. I hate it.
Thanks.
Anytime. It's fun.
It's tacky and I hate you.
It's exactly right.
So, where's the guy?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, too bad.
We'll
Did she
fine.
Paint the whole thing herself? My God, hours and hours and hours of work. There's so much surface area in there.
She did it all night.
Nope. That's wild.
Curtains.
No.
Manly curtains.
Oxymoron.
What did you call me?
No curtains.
Ah, come on.
He's got curtains right there.
How about a tablecloth?
But like higher up when the sun's like
okay, we gotta this is yeah, we zoomed out onto the street and everything. Oh my God, Emily, that episode was so good. Shit.
Is this gonna be our first 10 rating?
Dude, no, we got one last week or the week before. We like No, it was definitely last week. I thought that was a really good episode. I gave it
I
a
have
10.
Not rated an episode 10 yet. I
this
don't
one
think
was
so.
Also really good.
This one was very good. I think I've done like maybe a 9.
I gave it a 10 last week, I think. Because I thought it was really good last week.
We've had some really good ones. The past couple episodes have been pretty good.
Oh, this was like, and Lorelai was being such a good adult about it. The guy like being like, oh, I think we should get married. And I was like, absolutely fucking not. Like, I think if I was a kid and I was watching this show, if I was like a teen, I think I would think, what's wrong? Why can't they be together? He's so cute. You know, I would not see his failings as an adult that I do now. Like, as a 30-year-old woman, you know, like, I think it's just some real like reflective, beautiful writing by Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That was, everything was handled, you know, very dramatically, but like very realistically as well.
Yeah.
And it was very, good how it all turned out with Christopher. That was a very good episode. Christopher, that was a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
They chose a good one for Christopher.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. He's charming, but to a fault, as we said before. So what are you going to give this, Emily? I really am quite, I'm going to let you go first.
I felt like I was exclaiming a lot, which meant emotion, and not annoying emotions,
uh-huh.
which is good. I mean, sometimes if things were supposed to be annoying, that's fine. But sometimes I'm like, this is annoying because it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did not feel very annoyed or get mad at anyone, really. And was just feeling a lot of things during this episode. It was very good.
Yeah, totally good.
I'm gonna give it a 10.
Mm.
I give it a 10 cold plates of green beans and potatoes.
Oh, yeah, this episode was very good and very well written. Just really a masterclass, honestly. It was so good. 10 leather jackets out of 10.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So good. Amy Sherman-Palladino, honestly.
The banter was really good. I mean, even the non-resolving with her parents, even though Richard defended her, was really good, because it's like,
yeah,
there's
totally
still some bad blood there, and it can't be completely resolved by this episode. Very good. Very, very good.
Love it. Thank you. And I'm excited for more, honestly. I mean, we're getting through this first season, like I said, really enjoying it. So, yeah, we'll get there.
We are still just on the first step of this
long journey.
Many
year journey for us.
Many years. Oh, my God. I can't even. When did we start this show? Beginning of this year?
I think so.
A couple months into this year?
Finished Downton Abbey in maybe the springtime.
Oh, so. That's right. We're still finishing Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. Wow. A whole year's gone by so far. I mean, it's amazing. Are we done? Is this it?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
what did you rate it? You rated it. You rated it the leather jackets. Okay. Did you do 10 as well?
Yes.
Okay. We both did 10. Okay. I'm so congested, everyone. Bear with me. Okay.
Bear with.
Cool. That was a great episode. Can't wait to see what comes up next. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we have social media you can follow. We have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. So please check that out. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.